Thank you very much, Charlie. My name is Darko Gavrilović and I am professor at the University of Banja Luka, also at the University of Novi Sad in Serbia and Montenegro, but my origins are from Split in Croatia. So I can say that I'm the dealing, the destiny of these three nations and these three states. At the beginning, the following text, I want to say that the following text is the beginning of the new topics named Serbian victims inside of safe areas. And we put in our project this new topic in the last 2 weeks. Especially we tried to find what was happening in the Kazani, near the Bazeni, place where hundreds of Serbian civilians, Sarajevo residents, were killed by the Bosnian Army 10th Mountain Brigade, ruling party SDA, Bosnian Muslim Party, led by the Bosnian Muslim President Alija Izetbegović. But at the beginning, I want to tell you one anecdote. In fact, I started this investigation in attention to have a meeting with Slavko Jovičić, the Vice President of Serbian Prisoner Society. I want to have some documents from him. And he offered me to meet in one coffee restaurant. The atmosphere is full of the clouds that produce the smokers. And everybody was looking with a big suspicion on me. Probably I read from their eyes that they thought there is another one Western spy. And when I met this vice president, probably I can say my name is Bond, James Bond, but I didn't do that. I said my name is Darko Gavrilović, and it was probably a mistake, because he wants for me to give him $10,000 from the documents that will help to the Serbs, that will help to the Serbs to show the world how do they suffered during the war in Bosnia. Of course, we haven't this $10,000. But after that, I met another very, very interesting person. His name is Mladen Pandurević. He is the vice president of the Serb Civil Council. In fact, he was ex-vice president of the Serbian Civil Council in Sarajevo. And he has done great help to us. In fact, he helped us to find what was happened, not only in Bazeni, but in the other cities, in other safe areas, same as in Gorazde, as in Srebrenica too, where the Serbian members, where the Serbian soldiers were killed during the civil war in Bosnia and Herzegovina. In this text, we tried to draw attention to events which were taking place in Sarajevo, same as the other safe areas, not to make parallels with the events taking place in the other entity, but simply to tell the public that extremely difficult events had taken place here as well. According to our documentation, about 460 Serbs were killed in different parts of Sarajevo, including the outer suburbs, Hrasnica, Tarčin, Pazarić. However, based on the number of uninvestigated mass graves, this data, the actual number is 3 times higher, at least 1,500. There are estimates that the actual number of victims is as high as 3,000 victims, he said. However, based on our knowledge, we cannot claim that this number is not correct, but neither do we have the data to back up this figure. Kazani refers to the crimes committed by certain members of 10th Mountain Brigade, led by their commander, Topalović Caco. Unfortunately, Kazani is only one of the places where the corpses of the murdered people were hidden. Some of them are not Serbs, but 99% of them were. According to the information available to us, altogether 30 corpses were found in Kazani, actually 30 heads and 29 bodies. Besides the infamous Kazani, during the war, corpses of the victims had been found in the other parts of the city of Sarajevo, in the gutters on the Trebević bypass road, on the road to Pale, in Velašići, Pofalići, Brješće, Buljako Potok, Krasno Brdo, etc. It is very important to mention that private prisons in which, according to the certain evidence, murders of Serbs had taken place were never investigated. As an example, I would like to mention the prison Stella in Novi Grad, prison Sunce in Dobrinja, prison run by then 4th Motorized Brigade in Krasnica, Camp Silos in Tarchin, and some other places. It was hard to get the right information about the prisoners, especially because we were absolutely unable to reach the camp, and all the prisoners left from the Republic of Srpska once the camp was disbanded. But also, it's important to say that Carco was not the only one who made these crimes. Now, it's so easy to say that guy was done the crimes because Carco is dead. So easy to find that someone who is dead done all the crimes and nobody else. In fact, the other groups were the members of former 7th Mountain Brigade, who in 1999 and at the start of 1993 also committed mass murders of Serbs in Krasno, Krasno Brdo, Mojmilo, etc. They were also not sentenced for crimes against civilian population. On the other hand, there is an attempt, as I said, to blame the Carco for all the crimes which happened in the period, which, I said, cannot be the truth. And at the end, I would like to say that, to conclude, in fact, in my judgment, the experience of the project is the positive step, so much for its achievements as for the lessons learned. Only if this achieved, it will fulfill its role in transmitting those values needed to form the citizens that Bosnia and Herzegovina needs after its civil war. But, fortunately, we need the more time, more space to do our research as best as it possible. So, this is what I want to say now, and I do hope so that our research will be more successful in the next month, maybe year, who knows. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. We'll now turn to the war in Croatia.